Good morning and welcome again. I have a quote here, two paragraphs from Desiring God website, or it's a website. It's John Piper and some of his sermons, those thoughts from him. Prayer is a wartime walkie-talkie, not a domestic intercom. In quote from John 15:16 here. I choose you and appointed you, Jesus said, that you should go and bear fruit, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Unquote. I give you a mission. By the way, this was from a sermon as he was retiring, and was mostly addressing the mission of their church in sending and supporting various ministries. I give you a mission so that your prayers will be fruitful. Prayer is for mission. It is mainly for those on the front lines of the war effort to call in to headquarters to send help. One of the reasons our prayer malfunctions is that we try to treat it like a domestic intercom for calling the butler for another pillow in the den, rather than treating it like a wartime walkie-talkie for calling down the power of the Holy Spirit in the battle for souls. And if we understand that as front lines meaning wherever God is active, in redemption, then that applies to every single one of us. If we are, in fact, involved in bringing the kingdom of God, first of all, to our own hearts and to the people with whom we're called to interact. I have some thoughts from Psalm 67 and a little snippet of music. I promise that I'm not going to have a little song thing every time. It so happens that I've had things that I was working on, or maybe in this case, I was working on something with to do with Psalm 67, and this is just the first little bit of it. And it made me look at the text of Psalm 67 more. So I'm going to spend most of the time talking about Psalm 67. This psalm was an important passage as I was starting to think about why God has me here, less selfishly. Well, yes, I guess that's the way I say it. Maybe say it like this, realizing God's broader purpose, that the glory of God would fill all the earth, all parts of my heart, and everything. So we're going to sing it a couple times, and then I want to talk about Psalm 67, and then we'll sing it again at the end. Harry, could we have an E? Let's sing soprano and tenor the first time. Let's pick one of those parts.
Oh, God be gracious to us. God be gracious to us and bless us and smile with your favor upon us.
All parts.
God be gracious to us. God be gracious to us and bless us and smile with your face.
If we stop there in the psalm, it is a perfectly legitimate call for God's blessing on us. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. We sometimes think about not being selfish in our prayers, but there's nothing selfish about wanting God's blessing on us. Of course, there are selfish ways we could approach that. The quote I read there mentions treating prayer as a domestic intercom for calling the butler for another pillow in the den. So we know that spending our prayer time looking for more amenities or something isn't the point. But true blessing is real and tangible. I think it's not Saul, Jacob's brother. Esau, thank you. I was mostly there. Esau was upset for several reasons after he foolishly sold. He sold two things. He sold his birthright, if I'm understanding that correctly, maybe his firstborn rights of property. But he sold his right to this blessing. It wasn't just a fatherly pat on the back that, you know, you're my favorite oldest son or something like that. He lost something real and tangible. I'm not sure if we Westerners understand that nearly as well as we should, the power of blessing. We pray for physical blessing, for comfort, for safety in a legitimate way. There's nothing holy about praying for discomfort or something. We pray for spiritual blessing, the presence of God, and Jesus talks about us asking him for the Holy Spirit. I believe in that context is about the Holy Spirit, like a father, and like a father wouldn't give his child a bad gift, neither will our Heavenly Father. We pray for emotional health, for security, for peace. Josh, if you could go to the text one. So here's Psalm 67. It's a compilation of several different versions, so if it's slightly different from any one that you're looking at, I try to keep it consistent with what seems like the thought is. I'll read it. God be gracious to us and bless us and smile with your favor upon us, or shine upon us with your favor, some of them say. That your way may be known, your ways may be known on the earth, your power to save among the nations. Let the nations praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity, and some of them say judge the nations or guide the nations upon the earth. Again, let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. And God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. It has a little bit of a chiasm, I think is the word, where it builds to this thought of let the nations praise you, and then returns to God shall bless us. So roughly split it up there, thinking about the first section as a prayer for blessing, and then the bold words there, the purpose for that blessing. That your ways may be known on the earth. In Genesis 12, when God's talking to Abraham, he says, I'm going to make a great nation of you. And immediately follows that with, so that all that through you all nations of the earth may be blessed. And like Israel, we sometimes forget that we are special in that we are God's children. He has chosen us, but not because he's rejected the rest, but he's chosen us to through us do something. He's made us kings and priests, connections between God and man, representatives of God. And in Isaiah 42, talks about, I think I'll just turn to that, Isaiah 42, verses 1, 6, and 7. I believe this is a prophecy about Jesus, but we understand this to apply to us as well in a different way. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I've put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. I've got these thoughts from Words of Hope website, where he feels like Jesus is maybe the new Abraham in some ways. He's a more perfect, much more perfect, through you, I'm putting my spirit upon you so that through you all will come to know me. Verse 6, I am the Lord, I have called you in righteousness, I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. So this blessing, verse 1 here, it's very similar to the blessing in Numbers 6, 24 to 26, where this wording is more familiar to us probably even. It's used many times as a blessing over a group of people. Numbers 6, 24. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So again, I do not want to suggest that it's wrong for us or inferior form of prayer for us to ask God's blessing upon us. And we, this morning, are going to have various awarenesses of how deeply we need that. We know each other fairly well, but sometimes there's quite a bit that can remain unhidden. It's hard to talk about, at least to large groups of people. And so we're all here this morning with various levels of that awareness that we need that blessing deeply. But ultimately, it's for God's glory. It's for God's greater purpose. And Romans 15:9, that section there in the middle, or lower middle, for you judge the peoples of equity and guide the nations upon the earth. So the reason for worship, and it's not complete reason, but judge there. I've definitely grown up with the connotation of judge as a negative thing. Here is your sentence, be gone, sort of thing. And most of the times, if we were to replace the word judge or think about the word judge as to make things just, I think it changes our, there still can be negative side of that if you're on the wrong side of the balance or if you're the one who's been unjust, but judge is to make things right. And you don't have to look around you very far, the lives of your friends, the lives of our brothers all around the world, and to be burdened by the injustice that is status quo. People work to bring justice, but ultimately, in some way, only God can bring complete judgment in an equitable way to make things right that have been broken. So I want us to pray for blessing upon our lives. We do not need to be shy about that, just like a child doesn't need to be shy asking his parents for things he really does need. And we do need God's blessing because we're made to be in his image. So there's nothing to be shy about there. We also pray that we could be a blessing, by being blessed, could be a blessing to those in our immediate sphere of influence, and as we're called to reach out to the people you interact with at school, at work, and all around the world. The famous missionary writer Don Richardson talked about this promise made to Abraham as a top line promise, the top line and the bottom line of this promise. I will bless you so that you may be a blessing. And he called that second part the bottom line, that you may be a blessing. It applies to every area of our ministry, every area of our working, and every part of our life, even breathing, that we pray God's blessing upon us, upon ourselves, that we can carry that through the rest of our lives. So I pray that each of you can find that blessing this morning, not to make ourselves feel more comfortable alone or by itself, but to find a place of rest in God, to give us a place of grounding, to go through our week with the purposes of God in our hearts, not just surviving the next crisis, whatever that happens to be. Let's go back to the song. Let's sing it one more time.
God be gracious to us. God be gracious to us and bless us and smile with your favor upon us.
Let's pray. Father, we pray for the Sunday school discussions that happen here in a few minutes. We pray that from youngest to oldest, our hearts would be turned to you. Give us wisdom, give us insight. Pray for the one bringing the message to us. Share time, prayer and share time for the songs we sing that all could bring glory to you and bring us more into an awareness of what you want us to be. Comfort and sustain those who are hurting, who are feeling afraid, anxious, desperate. Help us to cling to you as the source that's greater than we can imagine. In Jesus' name, amen. It's time for our